Now, you may have already heard of Ziggy. He's an emerging indigenous hip-hop artist from Western Australia who raps about genocide, historical amnesia, and the phenomenon of blackface. His recently released single, Blackface, is currently sitting at number one on the Triple J Unearthed Hip-Hop charts, and at just 22, he is quickly becoming a dominant force in the Australian hip-hop scene. Claudia Rhodes-White spoke to the young artist about his work.
Our black skin is not a costume for you to assume. Damn right, I ain't got room to be amused. We ain't amused for your amusement. You were born as a heaven sent.
Essentially, I just think, you know, there was obviously reoccurring incidents happening in Australia. And I think a lot of Australians just don't have a knowledge of the historical context of blackface. And for me, the current landscape of what's going on in Australia, to me, just isn't funny. You know, we've got some of the highest suicide rates in the world. We've got some of the highest incarceration rates in the world. To me, that's not funny. So I just don't understand why we continuously have to be the butt of the joke when we've still got a lot of work to do.
I mean, you mentioned that there's lots of incidents happening, and I suppose one of the ones is exactly the way your song starts out, with the news reporter reporting about a mother who sent a kid to school dressed in blackface. I mean, why did you include this?
The reason I included it was because I guess that incident really hit home for me is because I don't believe anyone is born racist. I really wanted to make it clear that the song wasn't about attacking him. It was attacking the fact that he had his mother, he had responsible adults at his school who all allowed this to happen without giving him any education around it. You can't tell me that if he just put on those dreads and West Coast Eagles singlet then went to school, of course everyone would have known he was Nick Nat Nui, you know? Like, the reason why Nick Nat Nui is a prominent AFL player is because of his skill and his talent, not because of his black skin.
So then what about music and songwriting do you think makes it such a great platform for discussing, you know, not only blackface but also racism and anything else that comes along with that, as you've done throughout your EP?
Yeah, well, I guess hip-hop is founded on five pillars. There's graffiti on B-boys, B-girls, the DJ, the MC, and then the fifth pillar is knowledge. Because the founders of hip-hop are of Caribbean ancestry. And in the Caribbean, they had this amazing library in Timbuktu, and they had this amazing knowledge system. And it was a caste society, so there was different roles in society. And one of those roles was essentially known as the knowledge keeper. And they would recite hours and hours of poetry. In the early days of hip-hop, like, if you wanted to talk about, you know, how good of a rapper you were, good as an MC you were, you would talk about how much knowledge you had and how much knowledge you could pass on. You know, I really connected with the five pillars and the importance of knowledge, and especially, like, with Indigenous culture, we are very much based on the fact that we pass on knowledge. I decided that I just wanted to be a catalyst for conversation, because I can't ever tell anyone what they should think, how they should act, or what they should do, because I'm not going to be there holding everybody's hand individually, and people have to make the connections for themselves. And I just figure, like, if people get deeply offended by anything I say, then at least that's starting a conversation, because I think that's more reflective of where they're at than, you know, what I'm saying.
You are quite young and you're already topping Unearthed charts. How important is it that your music isn't just seen as another song on the radio, but more as a platform in which people are then able to further discuss these issues?
I think it's really important, and I think that is why it has been resonating with people, because I think a lot of people are kind of tired of continuously having to have these conversations, and it's really good that there are a bunch of different artists doing some really important things. And because I am using music as a medium, it does still have to obviously sound good, because it's definitely more than just music. You know, I think it's bigger than that in a sense.
That was Indigenous hip-hop artist Ziggy talking to Y reporter Claudia Rhodes-White.